This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1-1, chopped toward third, deep third. McKinstry has it, throws on to first, and dropped by the first baseman, Torkelson. Cruz will go to third. Hayes safe at first, and now Cruz breaks for the plate, and he scores! Wow! O'Neal Cruz, headfirst dive into home plate to give the Pirates a 3-0 lead.
It is day one of Steelers training camp practice today, and we are going to spend 98% of the show on the Steelers. We're leading off with O'Neal Cruz and the trade speculation. The trade deadline 7 days away. 1 week from today, will Mitch Keller remain a Pirate? Noah Hyles says probably not. Jason Mackey says probably. Who will be right? I don't know, but whomever is right will get to come to Archie's with me next year for March Madness. O'Neal Cruz. Is he on the block? Well, the Pirates aren't shopping him, but Noah Hyles reports, sources told the Post-Gazette, the Pirates have received many calls on Cruz, who boasts 3 years remaining club control after 2025 and is arbitration eligible starting next season. It's worth noting the Pirates are not actively shopping Cruz, but are listening to what other teams are willing to offer. That last sentence there is the notable one. They are listening to what other teams are willing to offer. Let's put this in perspective. If the general manager of the New York Yankees called up Ben Cherington yesterday and said, hey, Ben, what'll it take to get Paul Skeens? Ben Cherington's going to hang up the phone because Ben Cherington knows, even Ben Cherington knows, that Paul Skeens is untouchable. That they're not hanging up the phone when teams are calling about O'Neal Cruz means that they might be unlikely to move him, but he is not untouchable. And so the question is a simple one here, Buccos fans, at 412-928-9370. Pretend for a second you trust the general manager. Pretend for a second you believed in the course set forth by said general manager. Would you trade O'Neal Cruz? 412-928-9370. Because I think it's less than 10% of Pirates fans, and the number might even be smaller than that, that actually believe in Ben Cherington. And so, like me, you probably think, don't let him trade anybody who's important. Don't let him trade anybody whose contract is not expiring. Don't let him trade anybody who's not IKF or Caleb Ferguson, just to name a few. Andrew Heaney would be another one. But pretend for a second like you do trust Ben Cherington. Let's view this in a vacuum. Is O'Neal Cruz a player that you would feel comfortable parting with? 412-928-9370. My answer is hell freaking no. O'Neal Cruz has not lived up to his considerable hype. I'm not going to pretend, though, that O'Neill Cruz is a bad player. He is not. He is a good baseball player. He has positive hitting statistics. I think he's gotten better in center field, and I do think since Don Kelly sat him down, he's been generally busting his ass out there. You heard the clip right there at the top of the show. It's a heads-up, aggressive, hustle baseball play from O'Neill Cruz. He also leads Major League Baseball in steals. All of this for a team that is the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball. They shouldn't be parting from good offensive players. They should be acquiring good offensive players. And whatever team would trade for O'Neill Cruz to help bolster their lineup, they'd be a team that's probably in contention that feels like they're not hitting the ball well enough. So they're unlikely, I would think, to part from major league players that would turn the Pirates around or help turn the Pirates around. You need to trade, if you trusted the GM, for hitting. You don't need to subtract hitting. Trading O'Neill Cruz, I have a hard time figuring that you would improve your lineup this year and next year. And next year is really all that matters. Next year is year three of Paul Skeens. There's a looming lockout in 2027. If you are going to make good on the Skeens era, you need to get better. You need to get better fast. Next year is one of the most important in really all of Pirates history. I don't think that's hyperbole. You don't have Skeens for very much longer. Noah Hiles has said 2026 could be the last full season of Paul Skeens in a Pirates uniform, because 2027 could be a shortened year, and then he could be traded in 2028. That's when big-time players often get traded from small market teams, when they've got a year plus of control left. Next year, wildly important. I cannot trade O'Neill Cruz if I think I can contend next year. And at every turn, Ben Cherington has said that he thinks they can contend next year, or that that's the goal. Bob Nutting, when they announced that they had the Sheets logo on the uniform, said that last year they thought that the playoffs was 100% the goal. So yeah, next year is really important, and I don't think trading O'Neill Cruz makes your lineup better for next year. There's this too, folks. Let's just call it what it is. They either can't spend money for a 40 home run guy or won't spend money for a 40 home run guy. O'Neill Cruz, well, again, he has not lived up to his expectation. He does have 40 home run talent. Why would you move off from that when you can't acquire it elsewhere? Now, maybe Connor Griffin comes up eventually and can become that kind of guy. That's one. One good hitter ain't going to transform this Pirates lineup. If the Pirates are going to be good next year, and I realize it's probably tough to even form an argument that they can be good, but you need to try. If the Pirates are going to be good next year, they need to acquire like three or four bats from the deadline until the start of next season. They don't need to subtract bats. But in addition to adding, they also need O'Neill Cruz to start living up to his potential. They need Brian Reynolds to play a hell of a lot better. They don't need to move those guys. They need to whip them into shape. They need O'Neill Cruz to be the best version of himself. And my God, they need Brian Reynolds to be a reasonable facsimile of what he had been to get the contract that makes him the highest paid bucko in team history. If I trusted the GM, I would be fine moving off of a Mitch Keller. I would be fine with trading pitching prospects to bring back bats. I would never be okay at this point with trading O'Neill Cruz, because what he could grow into, they're not going to be able to acquire via dollars. So I'd hold on to him. 412-928-9370. What say you? If you trusted the GM, just viewing O'Neill Cruz in that situation in a vacuum, would you be looking to deal him at this deadline. 412-928-9370. Harry, I'm interested in your thoughts on this. Because I know you don't trust Charrington. I don't know how anybody would trust Charrington. And actually, I feel like you've dogged Charrington before it was cool to dog Charrington because of some of the things he did as a Red Sox GM. So let's put all that to the side and just say in a vacuum, if you were the GM and you trusted yourself to get the best possible deals, would you consider trading O'Neill Cruz?
I think I actually did consider trading him on an early morning show before. And I said, why wouldn't you do that now? But then I found out why you wouldn't do that now, because you don't really have any other offense to build around.
Right.
And what's the return on Cruz going to be at this point?
I mean, I think it's going to be prospects, right? Because team that needs hitting help is going to trade hitting help, productive players from their lineup, to acquire an O'Neill Cruz, I wouldn't think.
No. And I mean, I also proposed to trade him when he was hot, and he has since cooled down. He's still a threat, but he's not as big of a threat. And so, I would say, no, I wouldn't. Not only because I don't trust Charrington, but because you're not going to get anything back that's going to be able to replace his production. You need to bring in more offense, but you can't trade away your offense to get offense,
right,
especially when you have what seems like such a surplus of pitching prospects.
That's exactly how I feel, and I wonder how you out there feel. 412-928-9370. We'll get into the Steelers coming up at the bottom of the hour, but the Pirates have, what, three players that sell tickets right now? Like, I think Jared Jones, were he healthy, would fit into that category. Maybe four if you consider Mitch Keller. But Paul Skenes is going to bring people to the ballpark. The entertainment value of O'Neill Cruz is going to sell some jerseys. And then Andrew McCutchen, because he's a Pirates legend, is going to get people to the ballpark and he's going to sell jerseys. You're going to trade one of those guys who's a hitter when you can't hit? It doesn't make any sense to me. I would actually, if I had to do one or the other, trade Cruz or pay Cruz, I'd try to pay him right now, when he isn't playing as well as we all think that he can. I would be more inclined to do that than trade him. How about you? 412-928-9370. And then there's this. Does his name Jose Bautista do anything for you? Jose Bautista showed some pop as a bucko. Like, you could see some potential in Jose Bautista. Then he goes to Canada, probably all hopped up on maple syrup, and my man's hitting 50 homers in a season, and he had one of the most prodigious bat flips in the history of Major League Baseball. He went from being a decent little player with the Buccos to being, whoa, a dude in Toronto. O'Neill Cruz, I think, could flourish elsewhere. He probably wants to go someplace else where he can flourish, where he can get a little lineup protection. I don't care what he thinks. I'm worried about my baseball team. And the idea of a team not being able to hit the baseball and trading somebody that I think has 40 home run, 60 steal potential, that doesn't do it for me. Like, imagine O'Neill Cruz being ahead of or behind Aaron Judge in the New York Yankees lineup, what he would turn into with that short porch in right field. My God. And so you would have to live with yourself as a Pirates fan knowing that, oh man, my team ain't that good. And then you have to see O'Neill Cruz blossom into a star? No, thank you. Not doing it. Would you? 412-928-9370. We'll take calls all morning long. We'll start with Vinny in Springdale before we head to break. Hi, Vinny.
Good morning, Crowley. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm having a great day, pal.
Hey, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go against you on this.
That's okay.
I want Cruz out of here ASAP. Take his league-leading strikeouts, take his bonanza plays in center field, give him his, you know, his stolen bases. You know, I just don't want that type of a player here to rebuild. We got to build here with baseball players that want to be here.
Vinny, what do you think you'd be able to get for him?
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, just, you know, you're probably going to get a double-A player, couple double-A players, maybe a triple-A player. You ain't going to get anything. We gotta develop them. Hope we can develop them.
And I don't have a lot of faith in their ability to develop them either, Vinny. I appreciate the call. But the Pirates need to be good next year. Unrealistic as that may be, unrealistic as that may sound, they need to be better next year. Trading O'Neill Cruz gets you further away from that than it does closer to that. Texter writes in, how could any sane person believe the Pirates will compete next year? I'm with you, Texter. I think you need to have a perfect offseason, and at the beginning of that offseason, you need to hire a new GM, and he needs to be the perfect hire. It is unlikely that a team that is 20 games under 500 right now will be able to go from worst to a playoff spot in one offseason when they don't spend a lot of money. Believe me. But the goal needs to be to win next year. And I don't think trading O'Neill Cruz gets you closer to that. Phone lines are popping. We'll talk the ins about Noah Hyles' report in the Post-Gazette that says the Pirates are taking calls on O'Neill Cruz. 412-928-9370. Would you do it? The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Steelers didn't practice yet, and yet something bad already happened. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously, it's going around. It comes around every July. I definitely hear the noise, but yeah, you just gotta move past it, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I mean, it's not like I can tell them where I want to be traded or want to be, or if I do get traded, I can't say where I'm going or anything. So there's no point in worrying about it. I recognize that it's there. I mean, it happens to everybody. I mean, we kind of jokes about it a little bit, but yeah, I don't think there's anything to like stress over, because like I said, there's nothing we can do about it.
In 11 minutes, we're going to get into some bad news that came out of Steelers report day yesterday. right now we're talking about the deadline and what the Pirates are going to do. That was Mitch Keller. He obviously is hearing the trade speculation. Noah Hyles reported yesterday that the Pirates are taking calls on O'Neill Cruz. Now, he was clear in his story to write that the Pirates are not actively shopping Cruz, but they are listening to other offers. He could go before the deadline. If you were in charge of the Buccos, so let's take Ben Cherington out of it, would you trade O'Neill Cruz? 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, in just a couple of moments. But before we take those calls, I mentioned this 2 days ago. It bears repeating. If Mitch Keller is traded, or if O'Neill Cruz is traded, you can set in stone that Ben Cherington will be back next year. If you're Bob Nutting, if you're Travis Williams, and I'm not sure Travis Williams is above Cherington in the totem pole, but if you're in the Pirates front office and you're going to allow Ben Cherington to move on from the highest paid pitcher in Pirates history and or the most talented hitter on this team, then that tells you right there, you are going to have Cherington come back as GM next year. I think that is clear as day. But if you were in Cherington's shoes, if you were the Pirates GM, would you trade Cruz? 412-928-9370. I would not. He has 40 home run potential. They can't friggin' hit. You're not going to go out and pay for 40 homers on the open market. And even if he never lives up to his potential, 30-50 guy, 30 homers, 50 steals, I don't want to subtract that. I want to add more of that. John in Westmoreland County wants to chime in. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, bud? Love the show, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Okay, I'm with you on this. That would make no sense at all. You're trading a guy who's still young. He still only has two full seasons in his repertoire. It's going to take a seasoned hitter takes a while. And once he gets going, well, you know the ball's going to be going. I mean, so that's just crazy. You're right. Why trade good offense, which potentially great offense, for double A, maybe triple A players in a pack of bubble gum? Even cap. That's dumb.
Even if you got great prospects in return, John, and thank you so much for the call and the kind words, I can't justify that to a fan base that, unrealistic as it is hoping the Bucks can win next year. Hey, we traded our most talented hitter, one of the most talented hitters that we've had in the last 20 years, for a couple of guys that ain't playing Major League Baseball yet? Yeah, no thank you. 412-928-9370. I don't know that I subscribe to this, but Jason Mackey made a really good point last week after the home run derby about Cruz. Cal Raleigh leads the world in homers right now. That dude is unbelievable. He's roughly the same age as O'Neill Cruz, and his first two full seasons in the majors, he was pretty good but not great. Now he's great. O'Neill Cruz. He has played the equivalent of two full seasons in the majors. He's good. He's not great. He could still become great. Now, you'd have to believe in the Pirates' development, and I don't, but I'm still not trading him because there's a chance that he could blossom into one of the game's great stars, and I'm not giving that up right now. And you're also not selling at the highest point of O'Neill Cruz's value. Like, if O'Neill were hitting 30 homers this year already, and you did want to trade him, you'd be able to get a lot more for him than what you'd be able to get for him right now. You also wouldn't want to trade him. You wouldn't even be entertaining trading him because he would clearly be part of the solution and not the problem. Rob in West Mifflin next up. Hi, Rob.
How you doing, man?
I'm great, buddy.
At this point, I don't think they know what they want to do, what direction they want to go in, man.
Well, that much, like, I agree with for sure.
Yeah, like, how do you think you're going to get better if you always bring up trading your best players? Like, you're never going to, like you just said, you're never going to be able to pay for a guy to come in here and hit 40 homers and 50 steals. You're never going to get a guy like Mitch Keller who's going to give you quality start after quality start after quality start. So how can he sell to the fan base that we're trying to win when you're trying to trade your best players, man.
Rob? It is even so much worse than that, the situation that they're in, I'm talking about, because I think reasonable people understand that if they want to be reasonably good next year, that it kind of starts with this year's deadline. Meanwhile, walk down the street, walk down Federal Street before a Pirates game, ask any Pirates fan, do you trust Ben Cherington to get them from where they are to where they want to go in one offseason? They're all going to tell you no, yet he's the guy who's still making these deals. He's the guy who's steering the ship. It's an awful spot. And it depresses me. So let's stop talking about the Pirates for now. Perhaps we will revisit this hypothetical later on in the show. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, the Steelers haven't had their first camp practice yet, but an important player starts the year on the non-football injury list. Who is it? And why is this potentially not just a big deal, but a huge deal?
You know, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I don't have a specific timeline for Isaac as I sit here today, because I hadn't, you know, had intimate meetings with the medical staff just in terms of the declaration. But certainly I'm comfortable with Spence. Isaac didn't get a lot of work in the spring, and Spence did. And Spence has played a lot of ball for us here in recent years, particularly at that position. And so no real angst in regards to that discussion.
Mike Tomlin on Isaac Seumalo, Steelers left guard, who will begin the season on the non-football injury list. Now, they told us not to worry about Isaac Seumalo last year, and he missed four games. They told us, it's no big deal, when Russell Wilson strained his calf pushing a blocking sled, and then he missed six games. So, forgive me if I'm not taking Tomlin at his word when he says they're not all that worried about Isaac Seumalo's soft tissue injury to begin this thing. I'm not saying he'll be out for a while, but I'm not buying that they think all is good with Isaac Seumalo, who is north of 30. Isaac Seumalo is a really good football player, guys. And I don't think he had his best season last year. And I think he was dealing with that pec injury all season long. Even still, Pro Football Focus ranked Isaac Seumalo as the 12th best guard in the NFL entering the 2025 season. I've seen other outlets put him among the top five best left guards in the NFL. There are 64 starting guards in the league. PFF says he's the 12th best. That's pretty damning good. But it goes beyond that. That's surface level analysis. We like to think ourselves better ball knowers than that here on the Fan Morning Show, even without Doran. What does this mean for Broderick Jones? That's the big deal here. Broderick Jones finally lays claim to the starting left tackle job. Steelers moved up for him. First round pick. All the potential in the world. And they've screwed with him for the better part of 2 years. Last year, he also had the elbow injury that I think hampered him all year long, so being healthy would help. He's dropped 20 pounds this offseason. You would think that would help. And then just playing his natural position will help. But Spencer Anderson ain't some grizzled vet that you're going to plug in next to him and say, okay, it's all good. Mike Tomlin says that, but we're playing a game today. All show long, BS or not BS. Do comments that we heard yesterday from Steelers players, coaches, and the GM, do they pass the sniff test? That doesn't pass the sniff test for me. Oh, we're fine with Spencer Anderson. He might be okay. I think he was okay. He ain't the 12th best guard in the league. And when I've got a player who is on the short list of the most important players for the Steelers this year, Broderick Jones, now playing next to a young guy and not a great player, I think that's a pretty big deal. You're talking about picking up stunts, picking up blitzes, communication. That matters. And if you're playing a young guy like Broderick Jones, who is absolutely young in terms of experience, even at his natural position of left tackle, I want him to play next to a guy who knows what the hell they're doing. And I think Spencer Anderson's been a quick study and a smart guy. He ain't Isaac Seumalo. If I were to list the attributes that make Isaac Seumalo a really good football player, the number one attribute is his intelligence. He's got really good speed for a guard. Gets to the second level real good. He understands angles, all those things. He's a smart player. I want intelligence next to a guy who needs to learn and develop. I don't need, and I could see it happening already, in a preseason game where I would think this offensive line's going to have to play a lot to coalesce and gel. I don't need to see a stunt, a blitz, get not picked up, and then Broderick Jones and Spencer Anderson be looking at each other after the play going, oh, geez, me scoozy, what happened here? I could see it in my mind's eye already. I could see it happening in preseason game number one. Bang, Will Howard gets dropped, gets drilled between the numbers. Blindside hit. And then Broderick Jones and Spencer Anderson going, oh man, whose guy was that? Oh boy, we didn't pick that up well. I don't have those same concerns when Isaac Seumalo's there. So we better hope that Mike Tomlin isn't BSing us. We better hope that this isn't a long-term injury for Isaac Seumalo, because if it is, I think that hinders Broderick Jones's development significantly. And I said Broderick Jones is on the short list of players this year that are super important. He might be number one. If you take quarterback out of it, Aaron Rodgers is going to determine how far this team goes. But I think protecting his blind side will help determine on how well Aaron Rodgers plays. So this was bad news on day one. And while they say it's not going to be a long-term thing, that's what they also said about Russell Wilson. They also don't have good offensive line depth. We'll get to that later in the show. They have $25 million still to spend. They're $25 million below the salary cap. They need line depth. They had line depth last year. Last year, Broderick Jones, if all things went according to plan for them, he was going to be their swing tackle. Dan Moore was going to play out his contract at left tackle. Troy Faltanu, who played 50 games in college for what was the best offensive line in college football his final season, he was going to start a right tackle. So Broderick Jones is your swing guy. Who's your swing guy now? Spencer Anderson, I guess. He's tackle capable, but now he's a guard. What happens if somebody else gets hurt? Ruh-roh, Raggy. So this is a big deal to me, and I hope that Mike Tomlin's telling the truth. Texter writes in, 90% of the words that come out of Mike Tomlin's mouth are BS. The only true words are hello and thank you. I don't even know if thank you is sincere most of the time. Gets done with the press conference. Thank you. I don't know if he's thanking the media. Probably don't want to be there. I'll tell you who has fun with the media. It's Pat Narduzzi, who is cutting it up at ACC Media Week. We have Pat Narduzzi live in studio tomorrow, Harry Callis, at 7 a.m. And perhaps we might chat with Pitt quarterback Eli Holstein as well.
I'm terrified to meet him.
Oh, because you almost cost him his job?
No, I almost cost myself my job at his expense.
For those of you who don't know, Pat Narduzzi was doing an interview. Harry Callis, in his infancy as a producer here at 93.7 The Fan, had to run to the bathroom, so did in the middle of the Pat Narduzzi interview, and then Pat Narduzzi said a word you're not allowed to say on the radio. People were mad. I'm not sure he actually cares.
Oh, no, he still remembers me, though.
We will find out more tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pat Bostic going to join us today, starting at 7 o'clock, speaking of Pitt. We're going to go over some of Omar Khan's comments at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. But coming up next, the Browns is the Browns. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, our quarterback insider, our friend, Pat Bostic, going to join the show. And we are going to react to some of the newsy stuff that came out of Omar Khan's mouth yesterday. And we're going to see if the comments pass the sniff test. BS, not BS. That's on the way. We're going to make fun of the Browns in a second here. But first, a really good question. So Isaac Seumalo starts the year on the non-football injury list. Tomlin says no big deal. I'll believe it when Seumalo jogs onto the practice field at St. Vincent College. I think this is massive for Broderick Jones, who needs to have the best year of his life, his football playing life, if he wants to be here for a while. It's huge for the Steelers because they thought he could be the franchise left tackle. If he can't be, I think that throws a wrench into their drafting plans for next year. So as much as I do like Spencer Anderson as a depth piece, I don't love the idea of him playing next to Broderick Jones if Broderick Jones is to take that next step this year. You need a smart, grizzled vet alongside Broderick Jones. And a texter writes in, don't you think preseason is the time to see how good our depth at offensive line is and spend money for depth as we see weakness? It's a good question. I think they need to pay for offensive line depth anyway. You need more quality bodies, and a lot of teams in the NFL have that same problem. There is not a ton of great offensive line play in the league. Shoot, there's a lot of bad starters in the league. Dan Moore, not a great player, maybe not even a good player. He got $82 million this offseason. That tells you about offensive line play around the NFL. So I think they need to spend money on that either way. I also think, well, yeah, conceptually, this is the time to test that depth, to rotate guys, to see what you got. It's also a crucial developmental stretch for Broderick Jones. I think training camp's a big deal for young players. A real big deal. Understanding concepts, developing continuity. And I think the offensive line is one of the few positions where I actually think I'd like to see the full unit play in preseason games. Try to hit the ground running as fast as possible. So I get what the texter's saying. I think it's a good question. It's a good opinion. But I think it's more important for Broderick to develop than to develop depth. And I do still think they need to pay for depth. 412-928-9370. Harry, did you see the Cleveland Browns new helmet reveal that went viral yesterday?
No.
Oh, my God. It's one of the funniest things I've seen in the sports world in a while. So if you out there are like Harry and you missed it yesterday, the Browns revealed new uniforms. I think it's their Color Rush uniforms, and from head to toe, it's brown. We've asked for a long time, why do the Browns have an orange helmet when they are called the Browns? Well, now they have a brown helmet, and it looks like poo. And to make that even funnier, the entire uniform reveal was brought to you by Dude Wipes, which are flushable wipes for men. So, head to toe in brown, sponsored by Dude Wipes. But here's the kicker. They did the helmet reveal alongside Lake Erie. And it's the biggest helmet you've ever seen in your entire life. And it's under a tarp. They made a big deal about this. Hoopla, fireworks, hooray, we're revealing a new helmet. When they yank the tarp off the helmet, a photographer that was there to capture the historic moment steps backwards, falls off the dock into Lake Erie. Now, many have argued that, oh, the Browns did this on purpose. That this was a work so that this would go viral and that the uniform would then get more play on social media. I don't buy that for a second. No, that's giving the Browns way too much benefit of the doubt. They're the Browns. It would be like saying the Pirates did the whole Bucko Brick thing so that they could get attention. No, they did it because, at least in that case, they were inept. The Browns, inept. We can't give them benefit of the doubt. The jokes write themselves, though. Fully brown uniforms from head to toe, sponsored by Dude Wipes.
They call them the Alpha Dog Set.
They are the ugliest uniforms I have ever seen. No chance it was a work. Pat Bostic going to join us next. We'll hear from Omar Khan. We'll react to Omar Khan's comments. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.